New York State's prison system is an overlooked hotspot for the COVID-19 virus, according to prison reform group New Yorkers United for Justice. They're calling for a range of changes to decrease its spread. Executive Director Alexander Horowitz reported that December saw a 71% increase in positive cases in prisons, with now more than 3,000 positive cases. The Department of Corrections and Community Supervision only recently began testing asymptomatic prisoners. Horowitz explains this change in testing revealed the drastic increase.
The sudden increase as a result of this change validates what we have been warning about for months, which is that these infections are going unchecked, undocumented, and untreated in DOC's facilities. And that is a totally unacceptable outcome.
Horowitz is also worried about the virus spreading to the community, as one documented case in Greene County spread from a prison to a nursing home. Correction officers' health is also at risk. About 65% of them at one prison reported being unsatisfied with the department's response to COVID-19. Horowitz suggests a different approach.
It is long past time for DOCs to follow the lead of the rest of the state, to conduct regular mass testing, to conduct antibody testing so we know where this virus has been, to make PPE use an absolute requirement and easy for people to access.
State data reviewed by the Marshall Project and the Associated Press finds 1 in 5 inmates has tested positive. In Arkansas and South Dakota prisons, it's over 55%. Legislation is being considered to have DOCCS enforce these recommendations. New York State Senator Luis Sepulveda's representative Diana Goodwin says legislative efforts are ongoing to reduce the spread in prisons.
We are open to the idea of trying to pass legislation to require regular testing of everybody in the prison system. And we've asked them to test correctional officers coming into the system and other correctional staff coming into the system. And they basically have said, well, they can get testing in the community.
Assemblymember David Werpin also proposed incarcerated individuals get vaccinated. And he's backed a bill to release those who are vulnerable due to age or health conditions to prevent the spread to inmates and officers. Correction systems officials say their response has been guided by facts and followed advice of the Department of Health. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.